Welcome, everybody, to episode 3 of The Pause Button, the only furry gaming podcast you dream about at night. How's that one? Nightmares is what they call them. Brought to you by Alabaster, which is me, and our good friend Laces.
Which is me.
All right.
Well, I don't usually talk like that.
You have to make yourself sound different from me. You can make your voice go lower.
Which is me.
We have a good show today. Our topic is items and inventory. Or inventory. How do you pronounce that? Inventory.
Both ways by...
No, I'm serious. Let's say inventory. Don't even pronounce the T. All right, but before we get onto our topic, let me ask you, what is up? What have you been doing the past week?
I completed the Deadpool game.
Oh, yeah? How was the ending? Or is that spoilers?
It's pretty fun.
Oh, just good? That's, you can say that?
Just good. Just fun.
Okay.
Controls were still shit, but...
Like they got better halfway through the game? Like the controls just changed to be better?
No, I just got a little more used to them.
Okay.
What else did I do? I started playing a lot more of Most Wanted on my Vita. Yeah.
Ugh. That's a good game. I actually played it recently, just out of boredom. I got a little bored with the Vita. I was like, what am I going to play?
Then you got back into it.
Well, then I bought a game. We'll get around to that. But I was on the bus and I was like, I'm not liking Dokuro. I started playing it. Remember Dokuro?
Yeah.
Started that, you know, last week and I just didn't like it. I just don't like it. So I had to find something to play and I played Need for Speed.
I still need to look good up and game, see if man. I could get Dokuro and see if it's
yeah, okay. Maybe it's for you. Just not for me. That's all I know. Anything else?
No. Well, I pre-ordered Pokemon Y.
Oh, yeah.
Not X.
You know what? We thought of an even better pun than the one we had last week for that. And what was it?
Did we have a pun
last I thought week? Of an even better pun. Yeah, it was something to do with Y, you know? Like, why are you asking? But then, like, but it wasn't that at all.
Yeah, it was why something not clever. X?
Oh, yeah, why not X? See, because it could be both ways, you know?
Exactly. If it's Y and I'm not getting beautiful. X... Or, why not get X?
That's a beautiful pun.
Yes.
You know what I've been doing recently? The past week, I've decided, I'm going back to school soon, you know? I want to wrap everything up. I want to, like, finish things before I go back to school. I hate having unfinished games and unfinished series and stuff like that. So,
BioShock Infinite.
No, see, that's good. That's good on me, because I haven't even started it yet. If I never play it, doesn't matter.
I
will get around to it.
I am saddened.
No, see, I was about to start it this week, and I thought, no, I can't play BioShock Infinite. Like, I have to finish Heavy Rain. So I've been playing
but
Heavy Rain.
Didn't you already play that?
Yeah, like 10 times, but I started it. I started it again, so now I've got to finish it. That's how it works. And also some TV shows, which are just totally blanking out on me right now. Arrested Development.
Uh-huh.
Go over season 4 again and reboot. Anyone who is a reboot fan?
I watched all of them when I was a kid. I can't remember a lot of it. Sad.
That's pretty much it. I'm wrapping things up. Except for Dokuro. I'm not going to finish that one.
Yeah.
Well,
at least you got Beyond Two Souls pre-ordered, right?
No.
No?
No.
Why?
Well, remember I went with you to pre-order it? I pre-ordered that in The Last of Us.
Yeah.
Well, after that, I realized that my birthday was coming up, and there are people depending on me wanting those games so that they can buy them for me. So I un-pre-ordered them, the two of them, but I only got Last of Us because Beyond Two Souls isn't out yet.
Well, you could still...
I like how I made that sound selfless. I saved like $100
and go out and pre-order Beyond Two Souls.
Yeah, I think I will. I'm really excited for that one.
I don't remember if I said this last week, but
no,
I already pre-ordered Last of Us. Blah 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 blah.
You know what? I think you started and you never finished. You never told us what the third game was that you pre-ordered.
Maybe.
All right, what was it?
It was Beyond Two Souls, GTA 5, and Watch Dogs.
Yeah. See, last week I don't think you said Beyond Two Souls.
I didn't? Okay.
Nope. For anyone who's curious, Beyond Two Souls is the next game from the guys who made Heavy Rain. If you don't know what Heavy Rain is, what the hell is it? It's like a movie.
A movie that you play as a game.
Many different endings.
Oh shit, tons.
Just, yeah. Pretty much that's it.
Well, except for the fact that Beyond Two Souls is going to be Ellen Page, and it's probably going to be
a lot better. That's right, and Willem Dafoe.
That too.
Freaking Green Goblin is in it.
You can just imagine halfway through like a sequence, he just pulls out a green mask and says,
"Yeah." And then it's Ellen versus the Green Goblin. It'd be amazing, but it probably still wouldn't be better than Spider-Man 2, the game. That game was amazing.
Maybe.
You know a dilemma that I've been having recently?
What?
I'll tell you. I've wanted a long game on the Vita. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I've bought a couple recently, you know? Hotline Miami I played recently. A bunch of little stuff. And now I just want something like that's going to last me a long time. I want some bang for my buck.
Well, Virtue's Last Reward.
Shit, yeah, that's true. That lasts me forever. But I sort of blew through that. Just I went nuts on it. I don't know. Yeah, I wanted something like a Japanese RPG or something. You know, that's going to last me forever. And I heard Persona 4 is an amazing Vita game. You ever heard of that one?
Isn't that a fighting game?
No, it's like this like Japanese RPG / friendship sim. I don't want to say dating sim, but like, you know, you're making friends and you're talking to them and stuff.
Not my style of game, but...
Yeah, but I think if you played it, you'd really enjoy it because I've heard nothing but great things about it.
Maybe.
Yeah, but like... Those games, and then there's Dragon's Crown is out, and Muramasa and stuff like that. But they're all, like sort of expensive, you know? Well, yeah. For me, they're like $35 and whatnot. Or $30.
It's half the price of a normal game.
It's true. But what I did instead was I bought Rayman for super cheap. And that was fun.
I need to play that. I need to play Sly Cooper. Soon.
Yeah. Play Sly Cooper. I also played that one recently when I was bored on the bus. But there's not much to do once you've completely destroyed that game.
Yeah.
Just run around the levels and kill enemies for no reason.
Run around in circles for a few minutes.
Yeah. But even then, you know, like I got bored. But I don't know. Need for Speed never gets boring. Just driving around for fun.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I'm really glad that they made
a Vita version.
Yeah, but it's like the exact same game. That's on PS3 and 360.
Well, there's a bunch less cars and stuff, but
that's true.
Pretty much the exact same thing.
Yeah, like technically, it's less. You know, it's not as pretty. I don't think it rains. Does it not rain in that one?
No, but it's still good. It's dark.
Yeah, it doesn't rain. There's less cars and there's less cops when they're chasing you. But like, in terms of missions and like the world and everything, it's all the same.
Yeah,
which is amazing. I sort of wish that I got it on PS3 sometimes. Just to see how beautiful it would look, you know?
It looked pretty sweet.
Oh, you have
thing? Yeah.
You brought it to you. Oh, no, that's okay.
But I mean, the only thing I'm disappointed about between the PS3 version and the Vita version is that if you're doing donuts on the Vita version, your tires don't burst.
Yeah, they do.
They do?
Yeah, they do.
I've tried. I haven't gotten them to burst.
No.
Well, I've done it longer.
I've done it like doing a burnout, you know, where you're just sitting there letting your wheels spin.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure I've done it doing a donut too.
What was I gonna say?
Yeah. About the Vita version, I don't know. I forget. Playing online is really fun. Sometimes I sort of miss it, you know, when I'm on the bus or something. It's like shit. I wish I could play this online. That'd be amazing. One day we might be able to play games online on the bus.
Maybe, if the buses... Because there's certain buses that have Wi-Fi.
But, no way.
Yeah, there are already. I don't know, somewhere in Montreal. There's a few
of them. I'm going there.
There's a few of them.
In Montreal?
Scattered about Montreal.
Huh.
But they're very far and few between.
Hmm. Funny you should mention Montreal, because the Rayman game that I bought, I don't know if it's made in Montreal, but I'm pretty sure that the guy who makes it, Michel Ancel,
is a Montrealian.
I think he's a Montrealer. You know, Ubisoft has a big Montreal group here.
Yeah, they do.
You've heard of that before. They made, I don't know, that Rayman game that I'm talking about. Other stuff too that I can't remember quite right now. I think they made a Splinter Cell. And I think they're making Watch Dogs.
And yeah, they are making Watch Dogs.
And they had a hand in one of the, like, maybe the first Assassin's Creed.
What?
Yeah, I think so.
No,
I could be totally wrong.
The first Assassin's Creed and all the Assassin's Creeds were Ubisoft Montreal.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, okay. So you're saying it's not just the first one, it's all of them.
It's all of them.
Oh, well, I don't know. I don't know the Montreal
game. I thought you were saying they had a part in it. And I'm like, no, they were it.
At least is what I was what I was thinking. Sorry, I don't know the Montreal gaming landscape like you do.
Tsk, tsk, tsk. I have to study this for work.
Really?
No. I'm kidding. I know this stuff because of people talking at work.
Oh, okay. Last week we asked you guys for emails about our topic. We didn't get any, but that's okay. I forgive you.
Horrible people. I don't. I do. It's fine.
But I think we should move on to our topic anyways.
Yes.
I have a shit ton to say about it. Last week we announced it was going to be items and inventory. Or inventory, if you will. And I have something to say. Can I just go ahead?
Sure.
I am...
No.
No.
Okay, go.
I just want to say, I'm fed up of games giving me so many fucking items that I just can't control anymore. Have you ever had that problem?
You mean where they give you too many choices? RPGs
tend to do this.
And you just don't know what to pick anymore?
Yeah. Yeah,
because
yeah.
You're lost because there's way too much to choose?
Yes. I think the game that did this to me recently was Disgaea 3. Just like so much shit. Every time you finish a fight, you know, you get a bunch of items. And like before you know, you have hundreds of items in your inventory. And like you can't use them all. It's just pointless. And I don't know. I want to give someone a new weapon. But like I don't want to look through 100 different items to see like which one is going to be better than the one he's holding now. Yeah. So like I just said, fuck it. I just sold everything, like every little thing I had. Indiscriminately, like it didn't matter, and then I just went out and bought the newer stuff in the game, and yeah, like I'm just fed up of games giving you too many items. It's not good, and like I think you know what other game we've been playing that might give you too many items.
Yeah, Borderlands.
Yeah, Borderlands
2. Borderlands 2.
Or I don't know, do you feel that way about it?
Well, they give you too many items that don't even come close to comparing to your current items.
That's true, eh? At some point it feels like 99% of the items you come across are just terrible.
Oh yeah, pointless. And I've had the same items for 5 levels.
Mm-hmm.
And that's quite a bit of gameplay.
I'm like, don't put guns in the lockers if they're always gonna be gray and like 5 levels below me. Fuck. You know? Just stop.
And then you get at a point damage 30.
Yeah.
I have a damage 200 gun in my hand right now. The same exact gun.
At some point, you just tell yourself, like, I'm going to stop picking up weapons now. I'm going to stop picking up everything. Right?
Well, I start looking at them, and then if they don't appease my wants, I just go away.
I don't know.
Leave them on the ground.
And it doesn't help that, like, money, currency has
no value
in that game. It's pointless.
You go to the machines and it's like, oh, look at this new weapon. Oh, special. It's like, it's way worse than my current gun. So why would I use money? There's no point to money.
Yeah, that's true. Do you remember this one time we were playing online and like there was this beautiful like pink weapon in this lighthouse or something. And I wanted it because I was like, it's perfect for me. Do you remember this?
Yes.
It was perfect for me. I was specced into shock or something or whatever, and it was a shock weapon. And for whatever reason, you wanted it. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
And so we decided the only way to settle it would be to duel over it. And he's already laughing. He destroyed me. You know, next time we duel, I'm using a shotgun because clearly. The best
part is, I just pulled out my shotgun and he like two blasted shots. You.
Shotguns are not fair for duels. I'm just gonna throw that out there.
I'll just pull out my rocket launcher not next time.
Not fucking fair. You don't rocket launcher in a duel. That's not fair. Anyways, he won the stupid pink weapon. And
it
I told
wasn't
him,
even the greatest anyways.
It wasn't. But
it
I told
was
him.
Shit.
I was like, I really want this weapon. Now that you own it, rightfully, I will give you all of my money. All of the money. I'd have like $3 million or something. All of my money for that one shitty weapon. And he's like, no, that's okay. And I tried. I tried really hard to convince you. I was like, imagine all the lotteries you could play with this money. All the jackpots, whatever you called them.
I don't know.
Slot machines. And nope. It's pointless.
Yeah, I was a bit of a jackass.
Too much shit. And then like a level later, you didn't want it anymore. You just gave it to me. And then I was like, oh, this is what I was going to give you all my money for? This weapon sucks.
I really want this. Oh, shit. It's crap.
It was crap. Oh, so my theory.
It shot so the bullets went like so slowly through the air.
I don't know what was wrong with it. It just felt very light.
Nah.
So my theory at the end of my rant about having too much shit is imposing limits, I think, on your inventory or on the sort of stuff that you can equip, I think is the best way to like regulate that kind of stuff if you're making a game.
Yeah.
And what I'm talking about is, I don't know. My example was like Final Fantasy X. You ever play that?
Nope.
You never played any Final Fantasy, right?
One of them, but I can't remember which one.
Oh. Well, whatever.
I played the first one, and wow. I played half of the one with that singer.
10-2?
I think so.
Jeez. That's sad. People don't like that one, just to tell you. Anyways.
I was recommended to play that.
No
one.
Way. That's stupid. You should play 12. 12 is a good one. And that's not a popular opinion.
I might play the next one that comes out because it looks like it's less of the type of game that Final Fantasy usually is.
And you're talking about 15?
I guess it's 15. Blech. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm just fed up with all their shit.
Because I don't like the way... I don't know. There's something about the turn-based thing that I don't like.
You're nuts. This turn-based is awesome. I was going to say, though, in Final Fantasy X, what they did was, like, every character had his own type of weapon and his own type of shield.
Okay.
And that was it. You had one weapon, one shield, which is awesome. I don't know, Titus would have swords and like, a targe. So every single targe would be for him. And it would be, like, you know, water targe, strong targe, and they'd all be for him. That way it was really easy when you wanted to, like, change your weapon... Or, like, look for something else. You know, you knew it was for him. It's just, like, a really easy way of progressing. Instead of going, like, oh, now I have a spear. I have three different people who use spears. Let's look at every single one of them. Or, like, when you have characters who have, like five different equipment slots. That's cool when you have one character in the game. You know, Skyrim or something. I never played Skyrim. Oblivion, I guess. But like... It sucks when you have a full roster of people and they each have this many equipment slots. I don't know. I just don't like micromanaging all that stuff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in Borderlands 2, there's kind of that with the side. With
there's
the,
quite a bit, yeah.
The,
quite a few things.
The whatchamacallits, the...
well, Borderlands class, 2.
Class stuff?
Class mods.
Class mods, that's it.
You got four different weapon slots?
Yep.
You got the class mod, the grenade mod, shield,
uh-huh,
and one other thing.
There was that I can't remember what it's called, but I know that it did things like boost your health by 5%.
Is it called like Iridian something?
Something like that.
Anyway, that's quite a bit of stuff, but I don't know. Borderlands 2 is okay with it because you only have one character.
Yeah.
Really, my issue is when you have a whole bunch of characters and a whole bunch of different weapon slots or equipment slots and so much shit to give to them. I don't know. It sucks. I don't like it. Even Final Fantasy XII, I think, did the same thing as X, where any buddy could use any weapon, I think. But like, they each had one armor slot. And that way it was simple.
Okay.
And if you wanted to upgrade, because what I would do was, like, once I had enough money, I would just go to, like, the shop or something, and I would buy 6 of this armor slot. I mean, of this armor, you know, piece.
Yeah.
I buy 6 of it, and then I give it to all my characters, and I go, okay, now I'm not going to buy anything else until I have enough for the next one. And that was just so easy, so nice. I don't know. That's how I liked it.
Hey, so I have a game to bring up to do with inventory that... What? Yeah, it's Demon Souls and Dark Souls.
Shh. Were you reading my thing?
No.
I don't know. That, I actually had that in mind too, yeah.
Oh, okay.
What do they do interesting about inventory?
That you cannot pause the game during your inventoryness.
That's not even what I was thinking. But yeah, that's true. Some games do that. They don't let you pause the game while you're changing your weapons. Is that good?
Well, the thing about Dark Souls is that you can't pause the game ever.
Yeah, it's a brutal game. But it also makes sense, right, when you're intended to play online all the time?
The worst thing is when, like, there's, like, a Black Phantom or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
And he comes in and he just mutilates you. There's this one guy, he came in and he, like, rolled towards me constantly because I was shooting arrows at him. And
that's stupid. But you couldn't hit him because he was rolling all the time?
Oh, the best part was he rolled right off the map. So I won anyways.
Nice. But maybe the reason why they let you never pause in that game was because, like, it would be obvious when, like, an invader came into your game, you know?
Yeah.
I guess sometimes it does tell you, but it doesn't always. And, like, you know, if you go to pause the game one time and it keeps running, you would know right away. You're like, oh, there's someone in my game.
Yeah.
Borderlands 2, though. See, I think if you go into your menu in Borderlands and you're alone in your game, the game doesn't stop. Correct?
Right. Well, but if you're alone, the game does pause and stop.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But if you're online with a friend, of course it won't stop.
Yeah.
So I find that neat. It's like the Ratchet & Clank game I was playing. You have, like, the quick weapon slot switch thing.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's sort of like Resistance, where you point in a direction and you choose your weapon.
Okay.
And like, if the two players playing are switching their weapon at the same time, it'll stop. But if only one player is switching it, then it won't stop for them. Which I find that it's neat, and it makes a lot of sense.
It does. Or having both games pause at the same time would cause it to pause.
Yeah.
That makes sense as well.
Yeah, I guess. It was always fun. Like, I remember there was some old game that I played at my friend's house, and to pause the game, everyone had to pause. It was like Time Splitters or something. And so, like, we'd be playing against each other, and one guy's like, okay, I gotta go, like, just pause the game. So he'd pause it, and we're like, yeah, sure, I'll pause it. And he'll leave the room, and you just keep playing and destroying him over and over again. That was a dick move, but when you're a kid.
When you're a kid, you do lots of dick moves.
Yeah. Sort of like you playing Last of Us, huh? Hey, that's another game where it doesn't pause.
What do you mean? What was I doing a dick move? How was I being a dick?
You just told this story last episode. Or the one before it. You know, we're playing online against each other, and you're telling me, oh, I don't know where you are. I can't see you.
But how is that being a dick? That's just using...
Absolutely a dick
that's
move.
That's just using the power of voice to my advantage.
That's a bunch of shit.
It's manipulating you into thinking that I'm not able to see you.
I'll just never trust you again.
That? The next time I'll be like, I have you in my sights.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
And then you'll
believe
that. And then you'll believe me. And then you'll come around the corner and I'll shoot you in the face.
Oh. Reverse psychology. I don't know if that actually is what it is, but it would be smart anyways.
I'll be constantly switching it up.
Yeah. There was, I was going to say about Demon Souls and Dark Souls. Something that was really interesting about that game was that you couldn't sell back your items. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
You couldn't sell them back for more souls, which was the currency in the game.
Yeah.
And I think that
part
too.
Of what made it super hard.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That too sort of simplified things though, because if you knew that you weren't going to use something anymore, if you're in the level, you knew you weren't going to use it, you could just drop it right there.
Oh yeah. You're just like, I don't care about this. Bye.
Yep. And like, it's not like the items deteriorated Wait, did they? I don't think they deteriorated in the game. So it was sort of simplified things.
Do they?
You know what I liked in that game? You could upgrade your weapons. And then the moment I figured out that you could do that, you turn into like this super beast. But it's sort of tough to figure out how to do it.
But yeah, you have to go to certain areas and you have to use certain types of souls. And
that game is brutal. Like, to upgrade your weapons, you basically have to find like a secret area. That's fucked up.
And also beat a boss.
Yeah, probably.
Because you need the boss's soul.
That's true.
And you need to sacrifice its soul, so you don't get that thousands of souls that you could have gotten from it.
No, you don't spend the demon souls that you get. I mean, like, when you beat a boss and it gives you the special soul,
yeah,
you don't turn it into currency. That's the most wasteful thing you could do, you know? What you do is you use it to upgrade a weapon. And then you got this awesome weapon. If you can find
a
place
to upgrade the weapon. Yeah.
And find the right weapon. You basically have to be online all the time to know how to do anything in that game.
Yeah.
I printed out a bunch of sheets. Did I ever show you that?
Nope.
I have like 20 pages of stuff for Demon's Souls. Just for when I was playing through it. Because like there's a whole bunch of mechanics in the game that they just don't tell you about. Or systems, like, I don't know. I could go into detail about it, but sort of takes forever. I had a good game for inventory and items. Want to know what it is?
What?
Resident Evil 4. Did you ever play that?
No.
I feel like I'm asking you a lot. Did you ever play that? Did you ever play that?
Resident Evil 4. I don't like Resident 4. Evil that much.
Yeah, well, I'm not a fan of scary games. But 4 wasn't really a scary game. It was more of an action game.
Okay.
That occasionally scared the living shit out of you. But that I liked. Resident Evil 4, what they did was they gave you this briefcase with a certain number, like a grid in it, a certain number of blocks.
Okay.
It was like, I don't know, 10 by 6, for example. And in your briefcase. Is it
like every other Resident Evil game, or?
I don't know. I actually can't remember the other Resident Evils. It might be.
Because they also had the same kind of like grid system.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And then like, every time you pick stuff up, you have to fit it into your...
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it was.
Okay.
I don't think the really old Resident Evils did that, did they?
I think they did as well.
I could be wrong. I don't remember.
I'm not sure, though.
PS1 games? Whatever. Yeah, so that was cool. Really neat way of doing it, you know?
Yeah.
After a while, you had to throw out some weapons, and that sort of sucks, but I don't know. I sort of like how it simplifies things.
Well,
although it was also sort of confusing, because you also had to manage the different types of ammo that you had and stuff.
Yeah.
Difficult.
I'm going to bring up something that we have to bring up every week, because, I mean, the subject always fits it. The Last of Us. But it's so good.
The obligatory Last of Us talk.
Yeah, because it's so good. I have a friend that completed it today, and she came up to me, and she's like, Chris, why?
Is this the friend you were talking about? You wanted
Now to... I just said my name. You're going to have to bleep that out.
You idiot. All right, well,
bleep out all this stuff. You know, you're just going to cut that small part out.
Including this.
Okay, so forget.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah.
Okay.
write a note of it, actually, immediately.
Quickly. All right. Fucking shit. 33 what? Whatever, I'll just listen to 33. Bullshit.
So, yeah, The Last of Us.
Yes. The obligatory Last of Us talk of the week.
My friend came up to me, and she's like, oh, blah, blah, blah. Why is it so good? And then she's freaking out about it. This is after she played it. She finished playing it. And
I thought she was complaining about it.
No, after work. Like, what makes you think it's so good? No. At work, she comes up to me and she's like, whoa, this is so good.
It is.
Oh my God. Whoa. And I'm like, you know, this and this happened. And I don't know. She goes on to
spoilers.
Can't say spoilers. But suffice it to say, she asks a question that essentially is like, well, why did this happen? And then I go and say, well, if you go back into the game, then you can look into dun dun dun, someone's inventory. And you get a completely new set of artifacts for this section of the game. You get 10 different artifacts for this section of the game, which you can look at and get more hints as to what the story is going to. And it explains everything. And then she's like, oh, shoot. Shit, actually.
You can say shit. I can say shit.
So, oh, shit.
Yeah. Last of Us was another. I was afraid also, you know, knowing that this was a survival game.
Yeah.
I was afraid that it was going to be very, you know, you're going to have like a shit ton of stuff to pick up. But they simplified it quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's, for some reason, there's, you know, duct tape everywhere. And there's,
well, it makes sense.
Yeah, it does. They're good supplies to have everywhere, like a rag, you know, or scissors. But I don't know. It's sort of funny thinking, like, why can I only find scissors and liquid nitrogen everywhere? Why can't I find, I don't know, a canister of gas or something?
Or, you know, I really want to make a Molotov cocktail. So I'm just going to shove this rag, duct tape. No, I'm going to shove this rag and alcohol together, and suddenly I'll have a lit bottle in my hand.
Yeah.
It's like, where did it come from?
And there are bottles in that game. They could have had that as one of the ingredients.
Yeah.
Eh, whatever. I'm sort of glad, though. I used bottles like crazy.
I didn't use bottles a lot. I used bricks. And I loved smashing people in the face with bricks.
I was a bottle machine in that game. No, see, I always dropped a brick for a bottle. Because I like the sound of it hitting things better.
I liked using the brick to actually bludgeon people to death. Because you can use it more than once sometimes.
I was a thrower. See, I always like threw something at them, stunned them, and then I'd just go up and bleh, destroy them. Just like that. Just like bleh.
Bleh. there's another... what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. The other cool thing about all these supplies and stuff is that... Because, you know, some games, you have supplies for crafting stuff, and you get bored of finding them.
Yeah,
and
you're just like... I was about to bring that up. Oblivion I played, where I was like, I'm totally going into alchemy. And then you have to pick up every little thing you see. Like, you got to wander around the world and click on every fruit.
But in that, you had a lot of stuff to do. You had a lot of items. Where even if you have games where you have like two or three items that are just recurring, you get bored of them. And you're like,
oh. Oh, yeah?
I picked this up and, oh, it's another one of those. Oh, well. But in The Last of Us, you're super excited. Every single little thing that you can pick up, you're super excited that you found it because there's so little of it everywhere.
Have you played on Survivor yet?
No.
Oh, you don't even know. You don't even know what you're talking about. Wait until you play on Survivor. Then you could say that you're excited to find
play on Survivor.
A piece of scissors.
I'm not going to play on Survivor.
Scissors is really the hardest thing to find in that whole game. But, like, I guess that sort of makes sense. You know? You don't find scissors everywhere you go.
Yeah.
I hate it when you find, like, a half of a scissors. You know how that happens?
Oh, yeah.
Bullshit. It's total bullshit.
And then you're like, oh, I can craft. No, I can't.
Yeah. Terrible. You know what I was going to mention? I'm the kind of person who doesn't use items like healing or any sort of restorative or upgrade-y items. Well, upgrade-y is okay if it stays with you the whole game.
Yeah.
But like something that will make you stronger for 10 seconds. I'm the kind of person that will stockpile those the entire game up until like what I'm sure is the last boss fight.
Except with The Last of Us, I didn't do that.
Well, you sort of couldn't, right? There was only a limit of the things that you could carry.
Well, there was that. There was also, like, with that certain modification to your weapon that you could make, you used it once, twice, or three times, depending on your upgrades. And it was really useful. I mean, it used the same materials as shivs and stuff. But it was still super useful that I used it all the time.
Yeah.
Whenever I ran out of it, I just remade it until I was using really? The same.
You used the melee upgrade all the time.
Yep.
No, I didn't like that. I was a stealth guy, you know?
Well, I used it for like,
I didn't need that for... I just choked everyone to death.
I used it for clickers every, like, here and there.
That's true. Holy shit, that's true. I hate playing on clickers. Survivor.
Oh.
When you get to the clicker parts, yeah, that's true. I was totally upgrading my melee weapons because there's nothing else you could do.
Yeah.
I'm like, I would shoot them, but I have zero bullets. So let's just hit them with a 2x4. Yeah. And you brought up Pokemon before, which is something I was thinking about. Pokemon, even as a kid. Well, I guess as a kid, I had no clue.
Yeah.
But I never used the items in those games. I didn't even know. There's so much stuff you could use.
I barely use half of them.
Do you remember the ones that were called, like, something X? Like,
yeah.
Defense X and Attack X.
I never used those. Never I don't care about them.
If
they permanently upgrade stuff, like iron pills or something, then I'm fine with that.
Was iron pills a thing?
Yeah, I think it upgrades defense.
Yeah, see, I had no freaking clue.
Okay, well,
if only I knew, I would.
If it upgraded defense permanently or upgraded any stat permanently, I probably would have used it.
Okay.
But for the most part, there was a ton of stuff. There was only potions.
I was going to say, even potions.
Oh, potions I used all the time.
I didn't use those. I don't know what's wrong with me. I hate using potions. I want to stockpile all of them. I'm like a potion hoarder.
Okay, well, I stockpile them, and I use them at bigger fights, like trainer fights and stuff.
Okay, yeah. That's smart.
Because, I mean,
I just never use
it's
them.
So funny, because I saw this this little image the other day that had a picture of like, the Pokemon game. And it said, yeah.
Okay.
And it said, like, free healthcare, but $275 lemonade.
Really?
And it's so true, because when you go to, like, the top floor of a certain building there, yeah. Like, that's usually in the Pokemon games, there's, like, vending machines, and you're spending, like, $300 for lemonade.
Is that normal, or is it actually expensive for the game?
Well,
I have no clue.
It's expensive for the game because it gives you full health pretty much.
Okay.
But it's just funny because
lemonade. Eh?
You're paying $300 for lemonade, but you can go to the local what's it called? Pokemon Center.
Pokecenter.
And just heal your Pokemons for free.
You mean Pokemans?
Pokemon. I'm sorry.
There we go. That's better.
Pokemon.
There was one weapon though. Not weapon. One item I always used the moment I got it.
Rare candy?
Of course, rare candy. Obviously. Rare candy is the best thing in the world.
Oh, yeah. Except it didn't give you the... Did it... It wasn't... It didn't give you something when you,
did it not,
when
like,
you used it.
Wait. Did it like not give you your stat upgrades?
I think it just didn't give you your stat upgrades.
Oh, shit. Well, when you're a kid, you have no clue.
Yeah, and you're just, like, super happy that you got that.
Yeah. Actually, when I was a kid, and, like, me and my sister used to play it all the time, we always pretended that their level was their age. Does that make any sense?
No.
No,
but
it doesn't.
Okay.
For some reason, my 100-year-old Blastoise is stronger than my 18-year-old one. Like, nope.
That, you just have, like, this elderly man just poke...
Yeah.
An 18-year-old, and the 18-year-old blows up into pieces.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it would happen. Shit, if only we aged like that, wouldn't that be amazing?
That would be pretty amazing.
We get a
all the
bit
old people would be super powered.
Yeah,
all the old people would be superman, superheroes. That's the word I was looking for.
But then you
I'm
die
not
after
finding
100.
Words today at work. I was trying to find the word mutiny because I was relating it to The Last of Us.
Okay,
and. Okay, this is not a spoiler. This is not a spoiler at all. But
I'm trying to imagine how
In The Last of Us, there's the group called the Fireflies, and they're looking for a cure. Pretty much, that's one of the big things.
You're
that's
spoiling everything.
Part of their. That's not a spoiler. That's in like the intro.
If I had not played the game, I would not have wanted to hear that just now.
You're lying. You're
I'm serious.
Your...
I didn't want to hear a single thing about the game. I didn't even want to know like what button did what. Because I didn't want to know anything going into it. But that's just me. And I'm pretty sure if anyone was that crazy about the game, they would have played it by now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been like 2 months now.
It's been 2 months, yeah.
All right, okay. Fireflies are looking for
a cure. Anyways, if they did find a cure.
Okay.
when slash if they did find a cure, do you think they would actually give it to the populace?
Yes.
But the thing is, I'm looking at like events in the game and things that happen. I'm just like, no, it doesn't make sense.
No.
Plus on top of that, you have things like, certain things happen that would make you think that even if the leader of the Fireflies agreed with giving it to everyone, the Fireflies themselves would form a mutiny and take over command and then not give it to everyone.
I don't know. I like the Fireflies. I like to think that they were benevolent like that.
Anyways, this is my story of how I'm not able to come up with words today, because at work I was just like
just turned into Helen Keller. And I have that problem at work. That's because I have to speak in French.
I'm typing to my friend. I'm like, hey, what's that?
You're just
word?
Holding down the M button.
Well, I did that afterwards. I just held down the M button. But at first, I'm like, hey, so what's that word for, like, example, if a captain is like running a ship and then mutiny. The ship people don't really want what he wants and then they just take over command. And I know it's mutiny. I know it now.
I'm trying to move on because I just realized we're at 46 minutes.
Okay, well, just quickly, pretty much I was like, I don't know what this word is, and then I said it and I was like, oh, that's it. And then my friend's like, oh, glad I could help, even though he didn't say anything the entire time.
What a smart ass. I don't like this man. So we took forever. I think I'm going to chop this up a little bit.
Because chop out the I don't know.
Yeah, bits and bites that were especially boring.
Yeah. Large silences.
I don't want to go in that much detail.
Oh, plus we have that like 5 minutes that we cut
out. Yeah, I'm just gonna randomly cut out 10 minutes from when we were talking. Does that make sense?
Okay, sure. So just let's cut out
random
here
the intro.
Hello, welcome to. So we were playing Rayman and. Yeah.
Now let's move on to the part.
Yes.
That I like to call the furry favorite. Yeah.
Yeah. Woo,
I sound excited for it. Today's furry favorite. Today's furry favorite is. Can you take a guess what it is?
I think I can, because I think I named it like last week.
What was it?
Sly Cooper.
Sly Cooper. That's correct. Can you tell me what year Sly Cooper? The first one came out in?
I can't remember what the name of it was, but I know it was the first one.
What the hell kind of answer is that?
I think it's just Sly Cooper.
All right. So whatever answer you just gave me was totally bullshit. What year did it first come out in?
Oh, what year? I thought you said which game did you first play? I don't know what you said.
That's Sly Cooper and the Thievius Raccoonus was the name of the first one.
Really? Okay, good. Weird. Anyways, I just remember running down the halls and having like fucking that, I don't know.
All right,
let me rephrase. The freaking chandeliers part, I hated.
I can't remember.
I can't remember that much about it, but I just know that I hated the chandeliers.
That game was awesome.
Yes.
Take a guess. What year?
2002.
Holy shit, you're right.
Whoa.
Yeah, 2002. In 2002, the Sly Cooper series.
I was like, 2000 is too early in my opinion, and then 2001 is not an even number, so I don't like it. I'll just say 2002.
It was sometime right after The Matrix, which I'm not sure, but I'm guessing The Matrix came out in 2000.
Probably.
The Sly Cooper series has had 4 installments, which are... I forget. There's 4 of them. Yeah, and the
which
last one
are, I don't know.
I just don't feel like naming them all. And the last one is Sly Cooper Thieves in Time, which was released. Play. Yes, which was released on the PS3 and the Vita.
Same
once again,
game,
I have to say,
right?
What's that?
The same exact game, right?
Pretty much, only a little uglier on the Vita, but as to be expected.
Meh.
Once again, I have to apologize. We're talking about a lot of PlayStation games here.
We've already set a disclaimer that we're not Xbox at all.
We're not not Xbox. You're making it worse.
Okay. Okay. No, I mean, we don't have Xboxes.
That's true.
We wouldn't buy one because we like PlayStation more.
That's true. Thieves in Time was released in 2013. Exclusively on PlayStation platforms, to say it again. The series has been a true furry favorite due to its completely anthropomorphic cast and stylish hand-drawn cutscenes.
They're hand-drawn too?
Well, they had occasional cutscenes that were like, yeah, that were like 2D animated. Not like super legit hand-drawn, but it was sort of like what you'd see in a Flash game or some Flash animation or something.
Okay. That's still pretty
They're sort of cool looking. Yeah, I like the ones in the most recent game. And I wanted to mention, I wanted to go through like who the main cast is.
Okay.
Because I realized that they did the whole like animal stereotypes thing.
Okay.
Does that make any sense?
Yes.
Are there furry stereotypes?
Yeah, well, like foxes are all bottoms or something. And
it's not what I was talking about.
I know, but foxes are all like super horny and so on and so forth or something, supposedly.
Well, there is a fox in this game, but we'll get around to him or her.
So she is not horny.
No, but she does definitely wear like not. She wears like a tube top and she exposes her whole middle area.
Oh, she exposes a little slutty. The top half of her boobs.
She's a little slutty.
Yeah. She's a cop, so that's okay. So she's an expensive prostitute cop.
So there's Sly. Sly's the raccoon, and he's also the master thief of the band.
And he wears that cute little old man hat.
Oh yeah, and
but
the
it
eye
fits
cover
with
thing.
Him, so it's fine.
Yeah, he looks. What like do you a, call it? A beret?
Yeah, it's a no.
Except it doesn't look like it's not a beret. Would wear it
because the beret has a little ploop on the top, and it's like an old engineer's cap or something.
It's pretty cool looking. You're right. And he's the thief, sort of a, you know, raccoon stereotype
thing. Yeah. Yep.
He's the raccoon. There's Bentley, the turtle. I don't know. Is there something with turtles that they're supposed to be like
awkward.
Extra smart? Okay. Awkward. Yeah.
Awkward too. But extra smart.
He's like
he's
the brains, you know, it's sort of a heist
like
stereotype, but
well,
not
kind
of
like also the tortoise and the hare story.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. He's like he wasn't smart though.
He was pretty smart.
He's determined. He's not smart. He just didn't stop.
But on some level, some tellings of the story show him as smart. So.
Oh. Well, the hare was just a freaking idiot because he's a rabbit.
Thanks.
And then there is Murray.
Are there any deers in there?
In Sly Cooper?
Yeah.
I thought about it, and I think that there was one in the Canada level. Or no, wait. No, that was a moose. That would make sense, right?
Well, it's along the same lines. So what was
his characteristic? They were lumberjacks or something.
Ah, okay, so you're just a lumberjack.
Yeah, and they were like, all big and buff.
Well, screw you.
And you know, handsome is what they were.
Sure they were.
So then there's the hippo, Murray, and he, you know, beats everyone up. He's all about...
He also
stuff
seems
like
clumsy,
that.
Isn't he?
He's like the goofball. He's the stupid one, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think that's much of it. I don't think there are hippo stereotypes, are there? No.
Well, the way they look looks like a goofball and a clumsy thing.
He's pink. That's not a very usual hippo color. Is it?
No. It just shows he's very clumsy. Because, I mean, he can even be spotted easily.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh. And there was actually a rabbit in Sly Cooper. At least in the one that I played. And it looked really stupid.
The latest one?
Yeah.
Which I'm going to play soon.
Time.
Okay, good.
Now you're even more likely to play?
Yes.
You know you're going to be killing these rabbits.
I don't care.
It's really gruesome in the game. You chop their heads off.
Wow.
That's not true at all.
Okay.
do you know who was in this game?
Who?
Nolan North. I'm sure you know who that is.
Barely.
Okay,
heard the name before, but I can't remember.
It's Nathan Drake.
Okay, yeah, okay, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah, and also everything else, because Nolan North is in everything.
And he's awesome.
You ever see that video? There's some videos out there that is just like every Nolan North voice in a game. And there's just so many. It's just one after another. And you're like...
Well, he's pretty...
You've played a whole bunch of them, I'm sure. Probably. And you had no idea that he was in them. But this is also... It's another one of those games where I had no idea that it was him voicing it. Until I got to the end and I was reading the credits. I was like, Nolan North, huh?
What did he play?
Antrodasting. He's a skunk. He's the villain.
Okay. Oh, okay.
That might be a bit of a spoiler, but... Who cares about the story in that game? Well, it's not like... Whatever.
A skunk villain. It's not a spoiler. It's just...
Well, they don't reveal him until later.
Oh, but still.
Whatever. It's no surprise. That's it. Sly Cooper. Himself, the character, not the game. Can also be seen in PlayStation Move Heroes. You ever hear of that one?
Yeah.
They took, like, the classic PS2 platformer...
Is it titles. Okay? Did you
try it? I never that? Played it, but apparently it's terrible.
Okay, good, because I was like not looking forward to that at all.
Well, like it's not like we have a PlayStation Move anyways.
I do.
You do?
I do.
Oh, shit. That sucks. No, it just sucks.
Hey, you know, I could bring it next week, and then you can connect it down here, and you can play Heavy Rain. Forever? No. But you can play Heavy Rain like you've never played it before.
I didn't want to update it. It's like you have to download like the whole game over again just to update it to play the freaking Move controls.
So, bullshit. Do it.
No, I don't want to.
Oh, come on. The Move controls are pretty cool. They're all right, like, I'll just do it. Turn it like an actual doorknob and stuff.
That's cool, actually. I wanted to mention, I looked up this PlayStation Move Heroes thing, and I urge you to do this too if you're listening. Okay. And I saw Sly in it. He looks so fucked up. His face just looks retarded. Like, everyone else looks, like, a little shitty. Ratchet looks a little shit. But Sly is a bit of a disaster.
I'm going to show you after this. You're going to show me. Okay, good.
Look, I even wrote it down. Looking all kinds of fucked up. That's what he is. And of course, he is in the amazing, beautiful Sony Brawler PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale.
The game that I don't like at all because I like Smash Brothers.
Well, you don't have to like one or the other.
Well, it's you can enjoy after both playing of them. Smash Brothers, I don't.
I understand if you feel like one's a total ripoff of the other, but not you can't be that harsh on Smash Brothers.
I'm not saying it's a ripoff. I'm saying that All Stars is just not even.
It sort of lacks a soul.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, Smash Brothers has a soul. And PlayStation All-Stars doesn't. Like, it's true.
A soul that you beat on all the time, but it still has a soul.
That I beat on?
No.
That you do.
Everyone beats on. Yeah. You're playing a fighting game.
Oh, right.
Not even that funny.
No, but if you look at the, like, the title screen and the main menus and stuff in PlayStation All-Stars, it's just ugly.
No.
I don't know, though. I had fun with it. The fighting part of it was fun. You won't even care. You never even tried it.
I tried. I tried the demo, and nah.
Oh, yeah?
Nah.
Have you ever heard that, like, this guy was saying that releasing a demo for a game can actually hurt the sales for it? You ever heard of that before?
It can. Because if the game sucks,
yeah,
no one will buy it.
I guess it makes sense if the game is bad, but...
If the game is good, like, if they had a Last of Us demo, which they did, supposedly.
Yeah, well, okay, I think that game's a bit of an exception.
If you got it with...
The God of War?
God of War, yeah.
Right.
Which I haven't played yet.
I didn't want to. I just feel like people could be happy with having played a demo for something, you know? Whereas, like, you know, if you want to try this game, you'll go try the demo. But if there isn't a demo, there's a chance that you want to try it, you'll just go out and buy it. That's what I think.
Yeah.
That's what makes demos hurt sales. That's what I think.
Yeah.
But that and the fact that you can try something and it could just be shit, you know, and then no one wants to play it. Like, what was a big deal? Resident Evil 5. The demo came out and everyone hated it.
Resident Evil 5, people hated it?
Yeah. Oh, it's 6. 6.
Okay. That's why I was wondering, like, what are you talking about?
I didn't like 5 very much. Most
people liked 5.
I didn't like 5 very much.
A lot of people did. I'm just saying.
Did you like it?
I don't. because I don't like the controls at all.
Man, you are tough with controls.
If I don't like the controls, I won't be able to play the game.
You complain about controls for everything.
No.
Yeah.
Last of Us had fantastic controls.
No, yeah, well, I just mean...
meant to be kind of...
If anything's...
Meh.
I don't know. I want to see, like, what game you don't like the controls in, and I want to play it myself. And see it. Because I think you could adjust...
So you have to come over to my place, and you have to play some Deadpool on my computer.
Oh, yeah?
Because...
Well, I can't fucking play anything on my computer.
Think of it this way. Think of it this way. Usually you use WASD as...
Oh, yeah, you already... but you said, like...
You're using Q and E. Q.
Yeah,
like,
to attack.
So you can't strafe at the same time as attacking.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Or you can, but it has to be only one way. Like, you can't...
Maybe it's better on a controller.
It... Oh, definitely, probably.
I don't know, though.
Probably, definitely. Yes.
Okay, we're going to wrap it up. We just passed an hour. And I'm going to cut it. I'm going to chop this... Splice this thing up a little bit.
Okay.
So
if you just have sudden cuts in dialogue, then you guys will know.
Well, no, it's going to sound smooth. You won't be able to tell where we cut it. that's how it's going to happen.
Fade in, fade out.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. Just random songs going to come out of nowhere and then go away. And just be us talking.
I can see clearly now.
Yeah. What the hell? They were talking about Sly Cooper and now it's... I can see clearly now. As we wrap up, I'd like to remind everyone that if you write into us at the pause button, sorry, pausebuttoncast@gmail.com, that's correct.
We will definitely read your emails. We check them every day before we record.
Yeah, and you know what? Nothing.
We really want emails.
That's okay. I sort of understand, though, that we're not getting any.
Yeah, I think we only have like one viewer, listener.
We had a couple of people who clicked on our site. Not people that I don't even know because they're from other countries. Did I tell you that? So that's sort of cool, but that doesn't mean that
they're
listeners.
But why would you click on the site and then not even listen to it at all?
I don't know. Maybe they're looking for something else and they just Googled us. They were Googling furry gaming podcast, and you know we're like the second result. So then they clicked on us instead of the first one.
That's pretty awesome that we're the second result.
That's right. Yeah. So yeah, we definitely read your email on the air if you sent anything to us. And it could just be anything. It could be, you know, like a question for us, or you can ask us anything. You tell us you hate us, and we'll probably read it on the air.
We'll make fun of it, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That would be fun.
You guys
suck!
Or you could write in about next week's topic, which is going to be... What is it? Artificial
intelligence.
I think that's an awesome topic, although I have some time to think about it before next week.
Yes, and I will find games that you don't know at all, and I will...
You ask me if I played them, and I'll have to say no?
Exactly.
Because
this week, you bombarded me with this.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, well, I'm just going to talk about Final Fantasy next week. Yeah, take that. If you guys want to write about artificial intelligence, tell us a game that you think, you know, it did in an interesting way,
Or a very stupid way.
Yeah, or a very stupid way. Some stories you have about it.
The highly positive and the highly negative.
What game do you think has the best artificial intelligence? Half-Life. I've heard people say Half-Life has great
AI. I would say
AI.
The Last of Us, because they actually included an entirely new
stealth system. I don't know.
Well, example, if you shoot your gun and it's empty... Then they'll be like, he's empty, and run towards you. Like,
that's
just
true.
Ram. Whoa.
That's very cool. I'll have more to say about that next week.
They find tons of, like, they'll be like, oh, he's shooting at me here. I'll just go over there.
Yeah, they've outsmarted me before. And like, at first I was pissed, but then I was like, that's amazing that they just did that to me.
Yeah, I was watching you play Survivor, and he like, comes right behind you, and you didn't even know how he came here, and all you hear is from his footsteps, and you're like, fuck, man.
Yeah. But I have a good story about that. I'm going to hold on to it for next week.
Good.
If you have anything else you want to submit, a song or a suggestion for our furry favorite segment, anything like that, send it to pausebuttoncast@gmail.com. If you want to add us on Fur Affinity, add us on there. And we're going to be adding snippets of episodes soon. I think I want to do that.
We should.
We're going to add snippets. That way, if you follow us and you like the show or something, you could just listen to them. Ha, that was a funny part. But what I really hope happens is that like some random people click on it and then find the show through that.
That'd be nice too.
I hope. So yeah, if you want to add us, I am on Furfinity. I'm Alabaster. I don't think I need to spell it. T-R-E, Alabaster. You?
I am Laces. Laces with an S.
With an S, although it should be A-Z. Wait.
Laces as in L-A-C-E-S, although it should be a Z.
Oh, you think people are going to spell it L-A-S?
Yes.
E-Z?
Probably. But yeah, it should be a Z. The name is a Z. I'm going to say Z because that's the way I always say it. So it's my name is Laces with a Z, but on my Fur Affinity account, something was stupid and someone took that, so it's Laces with a C-E-S.
What a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah.
We hope to...
That was a long explanation for
you. Yes, me. Yes. Especially as I'm trying to wrap up. Oh, you didn't get to talk about your thing this week. You know, you've been running...
Oh, that's fine. Just go.
All right. He's been running and he's getting healthy.
Oh, okay.
There we go. That's we hope it. That you hear us next week and we hope to hear from you. So, goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
I forgot to tell my family not to come downstairs. Do you think they're going to come downstairs?
We're upstairs now.
I think they know. I think they know.
Do they?
This would be like the best excuse ever to never have your family come into your room. You know what I mean? I'm going to start a podcast with my girlfriend. If you know what I mean.